Attention listeners, the opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and do not represent Spirit Live or TMU. Thank you for listening and enjoy the episode.
Attention sports fans, you're tuned in to Over the PA, where we'll bring the heat on the latest sports drama, controversies, and jaw-dropping moments of the week.
All shots taken and no topics off limits. This is your weekly dose of hot takes and sports debates.
So buckle up, it's game time with Prima
and Alex,
your favorite dynamic duo breaking it all down.
Attention listeners, the following program contains bold opinions, heated debates, and unfiltered sports drama. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey guys, guess what we just did? The mics worked immediately, both of them, and so did the SD card.
First time for everything,
people. But you know what that means? Something horrible is going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen, but I think there's going to be like
there's probably going to be like a lockdown or something.
Oh my God. We're not going to know
because we're like locked in.
Yeah, literally, we just can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Actually, that's kind of a concern.
Yeah.
If there was something going on, we wouldn't know.
I know.
I never thought about that.
I have.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Over the PA. Are you guys tired of hearing our voices?
I am. I'm not.
Actually,
I am not.
You are not. I actually am, only when we edit it.
Yeah.
Hearing your own voice is like...
That is so valid.
Nails on a chalkboard.
When I hear myself laugh, I'm like, that is the most annoying laugh
I've like,
ever heard.
Can you enunciate your words, Alex?
We say like the same words all the time. We always say it's
anyways.
Giving. We say anyways. We say literally. Like that's literally so insane.
Here is the challenge of the episode. Anytime Prima and I say anyways, take a shot.
Yeah.
Anyways. There you go. There's
anyways,
first...
let's get started.
There's your first two. I hope you're wasted by the end. I'm trying to think of what I really want to say right now. Oh yeah, guys. We mentioned last episode my birthday was next week. Well, it happened to already have been my birthday. That's it. I'm 21. That's all I have to say about that.
What's 9 plus 10?
21. That's it. Yeah. That was my only mention that I wanted to... So everyone think about me the whole episode because this is all about me.
Okay, so if it's all about you, then
no.
Start off.
I take it back. It's not. Okay, so... We did talk about in the first season, which obviously you guys all listened to, I mentioned that I was a competitive dancer. And one thing I will always stand by is that dance is a sport.
Yeah.
That being said, Dance Moms, NDAs have expired. Thank God. To be fair, it is all lore we all assumed. But to have it confirmed feels nice.
Yeah. I just needed that Christy Louisiak. I don't know how to say her last name.
What is her last name?
Louisiak. Something.
Okay. Yeah.
I just knew Christy was going to bring the drama, and she delivered.
Always.
She always spills the tea. I
always.
Love her. She's always my favorite dance mom. When she called that lady Dud Muffin, I knew.
You know what
I
loved her. Really yet to see, though, is a lot of, like, the girls talking about it.
The girls are weird about it.
They're kind of, like, culty about it.
Yeah.
Which is odd, because why are you protecting...
Like, I thought for sure there was going to be one of them that's like, okay, this, and that. Except it's Christy carrying the whole team, and she's a mom.
I mean, to be fair, if I was a mom, I'd be doing the exact same thing. Because all the girls, I guess, are still a little young, and that's still, like, their whole, like,
yeah,
career and personality.
I guess.
But I feel like I would make it a whole series. Like, you know the Who the F Did I Marry series?
Yes.
That's what I would do for Dance Moms.
Yeah.
Like, Who the F Was My Coach?
Where the F did I dance?
Yeah. Ooh, that's good.
Thanks.
That was good.
Thanks.
I wonder, I haven't heard much from Abby Lee Miller.
Yeah, I like just saw a TikTok recently of her saying she saw Tate McRae, who's an awesome dancer.
Oh, I love.
Like behind, or sorry, backstage somewhere. Mm. And she's like, oh yeah, she's like, Tate just put her nose up in the air and didn't say anything to me. And all the comments were like, she's lying.
But also...
So I don't know.
Why is Tate obligated to say anything to you?
Everyone's like, Tate is like a crazy dancer and she loves like dancing and all that. And like, I think competed against them and
stuff.
Yeah,
she was involved in the industry because she was on So You Think You Can Dance Juniors as well. So all like the little dancing girl celebs were all kind of intertwined. She was one of them.
Yeah. So anyways. Oh, I said it again. I said so anyways. Sorry, guys. Everyone was saying that, no, Tate is so nice and definitely said hi to her and she's lying.
Yeah.
Because Abby loves to start gossip.
That's her thing.
Yeah, that is her thing.
That's kind of all she knows.
I know.
My reality star queen.
Yeah.
Honestly, I really want to dislike her, but she had so many moments where she was so real.
I loved when, if you saw after two, Melissa had Candy Apple Kathy on her podcast. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was also spilling the tea and just saying, like, the water fight, like, wasn't what it was supposed to be. She knew, like, she knew the producers wanted her to go into the Dance Mom studio or dressing room and say a snarky comment. She's like, I love a snarky comment.
Of course,
so I had no problem doing it. So I went in, said a snarky comment, and left. But then the producers were not happy with that. They wanted, like, a full-on fight.
Of course.
So they pushed her back in, and then that started more drama.
Well, I feel like the producers were probably the biggest orchestrators of everything, obviously.
You know what I was thinking the entire time was, we would be so good at that job.
Oh, I'm the biggest instigator there ever lived.
We would be so good on a reality TV set.
The things I would make them do.
Also, just a side note, guys. The last couple episodes when we've been talking about The Bachelor, we kept saying Letitia.
Oh, we're
her
horrible.
Her name is Latia, and we are so sorry to her. She is so sweet, so kind, so pretty, so gorgeous. We just feel horrible.
This is my public apology to you, Latia.
Yeah, and I've been seeing her TikToks, and they're hilarious.
She's funny.
Yeah.
She's a cute little Mormon girl.
Love her.
I do like her, and I think she's really pretty.
Agreed.
I just don't think that Grant is the guy for her.
Yeah, I feel like she gives a little more mature, and she just needs someone a little, like, more to match her intelligence.
She needs someone kind of older, almost.
Yeah.
Same thing like Dina.
Exactly.
Also, there was the women's tell-all. This is off topic. There was the women's tell-all, and Dina ate down.
She did.
And she was dressed like a lawyer, period.
I know. I knew. She had the whole look. Mm-hmm. She had the whole outfit. She had the whole vibe.
Yep. I felt happy for her.
Speaking of The Bachelor, I wanted to show you something that's been trending on TikTok.
Okay, I've been waiting for this all week. I have purposely ignored all the content that I have been seeing about anything to do with The Bachelor because I know Prima has been saving this reveal. So for context, Grant Ellis, I just finally learned his last name, The Bachelor this season, has a song. And for anyone who watches The Bachelor, you have heard him sing on the show and serenade these ladies. So now he's going to serenade me.
Sure.
Don't even answer any of my questions about it because I just want it to be all raw.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm scared. Okay, let me take off
it's
my
It's on Spotify. This is where I'm
Oh my God. Yeah, this is where Add to playlist.
Do you want to know what it's called? What it's called? It's called Party Girl.
Is this real?
Yes!
Is that like actually him?
Yes! Party Grand. Girls don't come around too often.
But here's my thing then. Why are you keeping around Latia if you have a song called Party Girls?
That's what all the comments on TikTok are saying.
Oh, are they?
Yes!
Oh, period.
Every comment on TikTok is like, he's not with Latia doing that.
Yeah.
He's so... That's a Juliana song.
Oh, that is damn well a Juliana song. But when was that released? 2025.
That's January 19th.
Oh, Grant.
Grant. January 19th,
2025. So this is when he's already engaged to the girl who won.
Yeah.
Juliana.
But on the tell-all yesterday, the other day, he did not seem happy. Like, at the end. I don't know if he was just trying to, like, keep it coy to, like, not give away anything. But when Jesse was like, okay, and stay tuned, it was, like, at the end, stay tuned for next episode, whatever. We'll see Grant find, like, the love of his life and pick between the two girls. He was like this.
Yikes.
He went from, like, smiling 2 seconds ago to being, like, that.
Honestly, though.
I did, like, a straight face, by the way.
If it doesn't work out with any of them, that seems okay to me. Because how conflicted he seems at the end, like, I can't choose.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't be with anyone then. How are you going to propose to a girl right after you just had a whole crisis about how you can't choose?
That's the truth.
Or maybe Juliana just saw all this stuff after they're engaged, saw that he was so conflicted and said, later, skater.
For real. That's definitely an option.
That could also be like a possibility. Let's see.
It's such a catchy song though.
My problem with people who are in like the social media world who just decide to become musicians like randomly, that's, like, a big problem to me because I'm, like, talent is natural. Okay? If you don't have it, you don't have it. And let me tell you something. I have it. I don't know why I said that.
Sometimes, guys, when the mic is in front of us, we just, like, think we're it. Like, you put a mic in front of us, we're going to sing, we're going to dance, we're going to talk and out of our asses. And we, like, we don't know why.
And I just hated on Grant. We're doing the same thing right now.
It's just a performance. Like, we just turn on. Like, it just, we're locked in. As soon as the mic and the headphones come on.
That is good stuff. I said, I have it.
The title of the episode, I have it.
That's good. That is good. Guys, I really want you guys to tell us, and by tell us, I mean, Mom, DM me. Do you like the titles of our episodes? I think they're hilarious.
They're too good.
Oddly, they take the most time to decide it of anything else.
Yeah.
So I hope that everyone appreciates them. Okay. The next thing that I want to talk about is Alex Cooper. Call her daddy. Is daddy?
Mm-hmm.
That didn't make sense.
No, call her daddy's daddy.
Yeah. There we go. She has it's like a hydration drink.
It's a hydration drink.
Called Unwell. Yeah. And they just partnered with USA Women's Soccer.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of cool.
That's awesome. Because
she was a D1 soccer player in college.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah. So that's kind of like a fun little tie back into the sport world. Because you know how Skims does stuff with the Olympics? Things like that. I feel like Alex Cooper is like really building an empire.
Yeah, I mean, she also took a page out of KSI's and Logan Paul's book.
Yes, with Prime.
With Prime, because you know they kind of started with like the boxing thing, but I know Logan Paul was already like a
now they're the official hydrating beverage of the UFC.
Yeah, I know. They're everywhere.
Why did I make it sound like it was sponsored when I said that? It's not.
It's not. I was one letter away from suing them. Replace the E with an A. That's my name.
Get it? Prime.
I've made that joke way too
many. Have you ever tried Prime?
Yeah, I have.
I haven't.
It tastes like a melted popsicle.
Ew. I don't even really drink like Gatorade and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like I don't drink any like hydration beverages. I drink water.
Yeah.
The OG hydrating beverage.
I would only drink Gatorade at a soccer tournament. I like would down the grape flavored Gatorade.
Ugh.
I liked grape.
Do you have a taste for Kids Advil?
I hate Kids Advil.
Well, that's the flavor.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Not the grape
Everything
one.
Grape tastes like Kids Advil.
I don't like grape-flavored things. I like the grape-flavored Gatorade. Alex is giving me a death stare. I like the blue one, too. I hate the red one.
Okay, runs this. I can't do
it
anything red.
It tastes fake.
Anything red is gross. I don't like artificial cherry flavor. It freaks me out. It's gross. Same thing with grape.
Speaking of red.
I don't know what she's going to say.
Brad Marchand said.
Oh. Yes.
He says, like the red, it brings out my eyes.
Aww.
That's what it's. What's what he
so,
said.
So, for those of you who don't know, Brad Marchand, 19 years with the Boston Bruins, right? 19?
Something like that.
Was just traded to the Florida Panthers.
19 years.
I'm pretty sure. Because it said, because so I remember seeing a thing, and he almost got the 20. He would have been there for 20 years, so I'm assuming it's 19.
He says, do I have a tan yet? Hilarious.
Funny.
Yeah.
He has been trying to make light of it, but then there was also a press conference where he, in fact, did cry.
Yeah, obviously.
Because he's obviously been with the Boston franchise for decades. And by decades, I mean only two of them. Almost two. And it is sad.
Yeah, sure. It's sad for Boston fans. It's sad for him. He was their captain. He had every intention of staying.
Obviously.
But now he is on a line with Sam Bennett and Matthew Tkachuk. It's a rodent infestation in Florida.
Also, though, could not be more awkward after the Canada-USA games.
That's so funny. Well, Sam Bennett's Canadian, so...
Yeah.
He got a taste of working on a line with him. I know. Who cares?
That's
Who cares?
There
He's injured anyways
right now.
Has to be
beef in that locker room.
No.
I don't get... Okay, maybe call me stupid and ignorant. Why do they do trades for every sport halfway through the season?
Because it's not mid-season, it's towards the end and the playoffs are going to start, and
why
teams
do they
like
do
to
that?
Stack up their roster before.
Okay, but like I understand you want the best possible team to go into the playoffs. Understood. But you haven't had any time to practice with this team.
I know.
It's a completely new team.
It's so weird. Like the Leafs, they picked up Scott Laughton from Philly as a third line center, I believe, because Kampf is the fourth line. Okay, yeah, I think that's right. And and Brandon Carlo on defense for like 3 years. That's crazy. And they played, And they played the night after they got traded, like from Boston.
See, that's crazy.
Yeah. And
like, how do you just hop on?
Charlie Coyle's also from Boston. He got traded to the team he played against. What team was it?
St. Louis.
No.
Carolina.
No, don't name
Colorado.
The names. Don't name the names. It was Colorado. So Charlie Coyle, Brock Nelson got traded to the Colorado Avalanche, and Scott Laughton and Brandon Carlo got traded to the Leafs the day before they played each other. Then they played each other.
Damn.
And both players on each team played. And Brandon Carlo and Charlie Coyle were both on Boston. So that was, like, crazy. They literally went from one day, 24 hours, they're
playing with each other
to not playing with each other. And Charlie Coyle took a big hit on Brandon Carlo. I was like, oh, I Damn. See you. Damn. No friends now.
Well, as
no
Brad...
No friends in the industry, my brothers.
There's
my
Drake. Brothers. Yeah. As Brad Marchand said during his crying speech, it's just business.
It is just business. He also commented on the Leafs post announcing Brandon Carlo pigeon with a pigeon emoji. Stop.
That is so funny.
That is so funny. Like, who just goes on the Leafs Instagram and, like, he's so funny.
Not him chirping like a bird.
He literally looks like a bird and a rat combined.
He just looks tiny when I see the news of him.
Mm-hmm, he is.
So cute. Yeah. Like a rat. An honorable mention that I need to insert into this episode because I am such a diehard fan of this man. And actually, that's all I'm going to say to introduce him. I don't think I can even make the words for how I feel about him.
I feel like we should introduce him with a song. But I'm trying to think of, a song. Of you just... don't know you're beautiful.
Okay, so Prima is a surface level fan of this band and this man. And I can't even...
I like Matilda.
Okay.
Matilda, you talk of the pain like it's all over.
There it is. Period. Yeah. Okay. Stop.
Sorry.
Okay, Harry Styles ran a marathon. Wait, where was it? It was in an Asian country, I think.
I have no idea where
it was. I don't know why I want to say it was Japan.
I don't know why I was thinking, like, downtown London. It wasn't.
So, we don't know where it was. But he ran a marathon, and I saw a lot of fan point of views of him running.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The TikTok I saw was so funny. This girl was, like, just filming these people run around
and
the
bend.
And
it was him.
And it was, like, him with, like, a vest, and, like, you couldn't really tell. And she goes... Is that Harry Styles?
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Yeah. But then a lot of people, like, ended up, like,
but, like,
word spread.
I don't know how he just, like...
I love him.
Like, I love...
He's casual.
I love when celebrities do side quests.
There's so much footage, though, of him just, like, prancing about the streets.
Yeah, I don't know how... He's, like...
Does he not know how famous he is?
Yeah, I know. Like, does he not get, like, crowds?
100%. When people realize he's there, but I feel like he gets away with... I feel like London is chill.
I feel like he's kind of good at being incognito as well, but yeah, I think London is chill.
He kind of is like an, like, he has like a very typical face.
He does.
I feel like he, a gorgeous one, but a typical face, and...
He can get away with it.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, if he's in sunglasses and a hat, like, you're not really questioning it.
Mm-hmm.
I would know. I would drop to my knees. I don't think you guys understand how far back the One Direction and Harry Styles lore goes for me, okay? Let me tell you, actually.
Oh, okay.
In grade 3. No, Primo, this is good stuff. In grade 3, when I first discovered my love for boys. Okay. Actually, no, it was earlier than that. But this is when I first discovered my love for boy singers. And by discovered, I mean started openly admitting it. Justin Bieber and One Direction were the two biggest things in my life. My locker, when you would open it up, a collage of One Direction and Justin Bieber. And then, to take it even farther... My bed sheets, all One Direction, completely head to toe. My water bottle at school, a pin I would wear on my shirt every day, One Direction. I got One Direction exclusive silly bands. Yeah, that's right. And then Prima has the audacity to sing What Makes You Beautiful in front of me. That was
Baby,
literally my life.
Light up
okay.
My life like
no, it's my world.
Else, the way that you flip
oh my God.
Your head. It's the overwhelm. And when you smile at the crowd, it's hard to tell. You don't know. You don't know. Perfect is my favorite One Direction song. I just can't start singing it right now.
Baby, I'm perfect.
There we go. Baby,
you
I'm
don't even know the words. That's why you.
You
couldn't sing it.
If you like
you fake fan, I actually can't. Do you know how I feel right now? This is like if I started singing Ariana Grande songs in front of you.
Don't start.
I know you see me when I cry.
I would actually love you to. I try to hold it in at night.
I know that song.
Just like magic. Just like magic. Middle finger to my thumb and then I snap it.
I know these songs.
Manifest it, I finessed it. stick my pen and write some love letters to heaven.
No, Prima, I need you to stop talking. I need to go on a rant. Can these spam callers stop calling me? Oh my God, I actually can't. Every single day, 5 times a day, I get a spam call.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always the same digits as my phone number. Like, the last 2 numbers are changed.
What's something else we're supposed to talk about?
Oh, sorry.
Let's talk about the Sidemen charity match.
I only saw one clip from it.
First time ever held at Wembley Stadium. Sold out minutes.
Wait, what?
Bravo. Yeah. Bravo to them. Bravo to them.
Wow.
They deserve it. I watch them every Sunday. Now, I don't actually watch them on Sunday. I'll watch them throughout whenever I have a chance throughout the week. Mm-hmm. But they've been, like, the most consistent YouTubers on planet Earth.
Well, they're kind of the YouTubers right now. Because I feel like YouTube isn't that big anymore.
They're holding up YouTube. They're carrying YouTube on their back right now.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. And I love Harry. Side note.
Okay.
Yeah. The Sidemen charity match was so fun. I watched it afterwards and skimmed through it.
Mm-hmm.
Chip, being the coach for the YouTube All-Stars, was hilarious.
Mm.
Calix wearing what he was wearing and being the coach for the Sidemen was hilarious. Logan Paul was there.
I did see that.
And
wasn't Mr. Beast there?
Mr. Beast was there. He played for the All-Stars, the YouTube All-Stars. Yeah. Sidemen have won, like, consistently every year. Mm. And then it went to penalty shootouts. And Sketch came in clutch.
I saw this.
Saving a pen off of Simon, Mini Minter.
Yeah.
Who is the Sidemen's captain and the best Sidemen's best player.
That is the only clip I saw from the entire thing was
what
him saving
heck?
That goal.
Sketch, he got like the MVP trophy after. Yeah. It was Simon.
And he's
gave
a little
it
guy.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
And then QXC was in net for the Sidemen, and no offense to him, if they had a different goalie, Sidemen would have won. Like, yikes. Genuinely, he was terrible. But that was so funny. And like, even Speed scored a penalty. Speed
really?
Sucks.
Yeah.
The worst player on the field was Speed, in my opinion.
That's
well,
surprising
actually,
to me.
Mr. Beast was bad too.
Well, he just was bad at everything.
Menace?
Wait, so who ended up winning?
The YouTube All-Stars ended
they
up winning.
They did.
Yeah.
Because of Sketch.
Yeah, because of Sketch. Came in clutch on, yeah, one penalty. Who else? I just want to name some players. Yeah. Joe Weller played for Sidemen. Logan Paul did a WWE move on them. I don't even know what it's called. Yeah. After he scored, it was really funny. As like the celebration. Yeah.
Okay.
Regardless, it was so fun. Congratulations to selling out Wembley Stadium in minutes. That was crazy.
Yep.
They deserved it.
Prima's yawning.
I'm so tired. I'm sorry.
She makes me yawn too.
And that's it for our fourth episode of season 2 of Over the PA. I'm Prima.
And I'm Alex.
And we'll see you next time for another drama-filled episode.
Until next time, keep the conversation loud, stay proud, that's backwards, and stay in the game. See how I kept this on our toes there.
This has been your latest PA announcement. Toodles.
Ciao for now.
Nights like this don't come across too often.
That's the only words. He's so deep.
Nights like this don't come around too often. I actually love it.